Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Triple M Footy for round 14 begins. It's Canberra kicking off. Penrith receiving and running to the northern end. And it's Regan Campbell-Gillard after an excellent origin debut. Hitting it up here and brought down 12 from his own line. So the surface is a bit dewy. It's a bit slippery as Trent Merrin now hits it up on the second. And he's brought down. Penrith, 9 wins and 3 losses. They are top of the table, and here's an early penalty. So Canberra give a penalty away after 2 plays, and maybe after 5 penalties are blown in origin, normal service has resumed.
Yeah, it seems that way. Hopefully, we were hoping common sense would prevail. Let's not write them off too early, though.
No, it's only 1 penalty. Henry Perenara, Chris Butler, the refs tonight. Here's Corey Hunter-Wheeler hitting it up now from the penalty restart. He's over halfway, and he's met 45 out. Well, it's played now to Sione Katoa, the hooker. And he gets it on here to a support player at Fisher Harris, and the tackle made. Play to Katoa. Jumps out of dummy half, runs to the 30, then a short pass to Cleary. He takes them on, and he's met here and put down by Soliola. Ran at the line 8 times in origin, and there's his first one tonight. Here's Merrin, first receiver, throws left to Maloney. Short pass at the line to Yo. But a nice one-on-one tackle from Joey Leilua. 10 out, 4 gone. Play the Peachy, runs sideways right, then dishes off to Campbell-Gillard. Pokes his nose through and almost gets over. Just held onto by Austin. But hang on, we've got a Canberra player down, and that has caused time off. And there's a bit of concern from both sides. Joey Leilua, the man who has hurt himself seemingly quite badly here, he's now being attended to. No score, 1.5 gone, Mitsubishi Triton.
Mate, looked dangerous there out of dummy half Peachy, and Leilua just gets his head in the wrong spot. Campbell-Gillard collects him here. We see on the coat's eye replay, just the hip straight to the head, and Leilua goes down. Well done from Henry Perenara to pull that straight up. Would have been easy to probably let play go, but troubling signs already for the Raiders. Gerds.
He's going to have to go straight off and get a HIA assessment, Ryan Girdler.
Yeah, they've clicked straight into gear, Penrith, haven't they? A nice couple of set pieces there. Gee, those halves are working well together, aren't they? We saw that on Wednesday night again tonight. You know, Cleary runs, and then in the next play of the ball, it's Maloney gets his way over there and makes sure that they're still headed in the same direction. They get to their kick well, and yeah, they look like they're in sync tonight.
So Leilua, it's a little friendly tap from Campbell-Gillard, and Leilua returns, so it's all smiles there. But Leilua, who does not look as though he's with us at the moment.
That looks like his night might be over, I reckon.
It's going to be, the way he went straight to ground, they'll assess him, but boy, they might be down to 16 for the rest of this game. And it'll be the last tackle for Penrith. They're really, either Leilua is dawdling on purpose or they're really being careful.
Why are they not just walking him straight off the sideline there?
And now coming into the game is Luke Bateman. So he'll get more game time than he was meant to. And Whitehead, you would think, would go out into the centres for Canberra. So a big blow for the Raiders early. Last tackle, Katoa goes to the middle to Maloney. A high chip kick for the right corner. Here they come. It's batted back straight into the hands of Crichton. Crichton then dishes off to Hunter-Wierder. But the pass is loose. Hunter-Wierder is put down. And that is a changeover. A bit of confusion there. Hunter-Wierder played the ball, but the ref said, no, that was your last tackle. So Canberra survived. No score. 2 gone. Triple M drive time footy. Thanks to Ream, Australia's favourite. There's the Raiders now with their first use of the ball. Shannon Boyd running into some strong Penrith defence there. Katoa, Fisher-Harris, Merrin there as well. And Boyd doesn't go too far. Play to Havili. Passes to the short left here to Soliola, and he's picked off. And this Penrith defence, it is ferocious. Gerd, you brought it up earlier. They haven't conceded a try in 2 games. Havili now darts out of dummy half. That's better for the Raiders. And then he runs into Hunter-Wierder, and the tackle effected just shy of halfway on tackle 4. Played to White, gives it to Caesar, kicks down that skinny left side, and it's going to be easily gobbled up here by Dallin Watene-Zelezniak in the fullback role, and he brings it back towards the middle where he's collected here just outside his 20. So no score, 2.5 gone as Triple M rocks the footy on a cold Friday night in Canberra. Well played that Maloney. He throws it on here to Tyrone Phillips, the Penrith winger. He's easily rounded up by the defence. I'm sure the ref's keeping them back a big 10 here because the players with the ball just don't have any room to move as Tyrone Peachy is hit hard on the tackle on the third. And now on the fourth, Trent Merrin goes down the middle. He slips a pass to Campbell-Gillard. Campbell-Gillard to Peachy. Double pump, then gets it on to Yo. Yo shrugs away from Rapana. But now the defence converges and Yo brought down on the NRL Telstra Premiership logo. Bang on halfway. Campbell Gillard now hits it up on play five. And he's met by two defenders here. And that'll get us to the final tackle as Katoa throws to the left to Maloney. Oh, a little chip kick for himself. He leads the race. He doesn't quite get the bounce, but he toes it ahead anyway. It's in dispute. It's on the ground. Peachy picks it up and gets over in the corner. It's a little fluky, but it looks like some of the Blues Origin stars have combined for a try.
Right, that's tackle one.
We start with a try. Just make sure we need to go back to the kick. Make sure there's the first one. Make sure there's no knock on from James Maloney. Through to this one here, please, mate.
So ref's mic for Pizza Hut. Replays for Coach
Kick onside from the initial kick.
Well, that's play on there. He's James Maloney.
He's towed it ahead. His hand's not where the ref suspected it might be.
There's interference by Elliot Whitehead. We are playing on at this moment.
That's a brilliant kick there by Maloney. He sort of angled it back in behind the rack. It was genius. He saw that the fullback was deep and no one had dropped back in cover.
From the second kick, all players are onside.
Was able to get there first. His second kick then comes down and it's on this side. It's Phillips. He gets his foot to it, but at the same time, Rapana gets back there and makes a play at it, but neither one of them really make too much contact with that. If anything, it's Rapana knocks the ball forward. Then it's just Tyrone Peachy.
The ball's lost backwards by Canberra. Continue to play on.
Just following the play, and he'll be able to scoop this one up in one motion and put it down just right next to the sideline there. Great try for the Panthers.
You're right, Gerds. It was a great kick from Maloney. He does it on the outside of his foot, which actually angles it back in behind. So he was the only one that could really get there because Whitehead can't turn and chase. So really nice start.
Gains possession of the ball and grounds the ball in the in-goal area. We have a decision.
Sort of like the, not to that extent, but the Billy Slater famous kick in Origin, how he was running one way and sort of kicked it back the other way and chased.
Here we go, the decision about to come. And Tyrone Peachy has scored. And it's confirmed. 4 points to nil. May have said Blue Stars combined. I'm probably a little over the top with Peachy there, but didn't get much of a go in game one. He'll get a bit more game time, you'd think, in games two and three, but he scores there, and
he's a Blue Star. He's a Blue Star. He's wearing the jersey. They got the job done, and yeah, he's playing with a lot of confidence at the moment. Great start to the game for the Peach. We saw him jump out of dummy half early in the game and cause some problems, turning big Campbell Gillard back underneath, and then just Maloney. He's in fine touch at the moment.
One area he was a bit iffy on Wednesday night was his kicking, and he's on the sideline here. Boy, he's got a shiner. He looks like a member of KISS. He's got all black around his left eye, and 54%, the Nicorette kick predictor reads.
Freddie, we spoke to Freddie on the coverage, and he actually said he was going to punch James Maloney in the nose, remember, because he threw a forward pass. So maybe that's the result of the punch from Freddie after the game.
Here's Maloney, one in from touch. Left side as the rain falls. He starts it down the middle, and it fades away. No goal. So it's Penrith 4, Canberra 0, as Triple M rocks the footy. So 4 minutes 43 gone. Let's go down to the sideline. Our man Nick Risk.
Yeah, guys, you mentioned Tyrone Peachy. He's going to be an absolute headache for the Raiders this evening. Of course, the big fella's in the middle, very slipping and slidey this ground. And you saw that ball move across the seam like that.
Right.
Be a big night for the Penrith boys.
Not conditions we're used to seeing at Canberra Stadium. Normally it's as clear and cold. Well, it's cold and wet tonight as Campbell Gillard hits it up first here, where he's met by two defenders. And the ball is played now to Katoa, who feeds it across to Merrin. It just goes one out. Boy, Penrith, they are in their groove already. You would not think they've had a week off as the ball is about to be played here to Katoa. Foes to the right to Cleary. Catch and pass to Hutterweirder. Runs down the right edge, straight into Caesar and Croker. And down low is Havili. And the tackle is made here. That's three gone for Penrith. Ball is ripped away and it's a penalty. It's a penalty to the Panthers.
Well, they give away a penalty again. They did it in the first set of the game, the Raiders. He just can't do it as Cleary finds touch. They're going to be on the attack again, 30 out. You can't do it at any time in the game, let alone to start in this first half.
Well, here we go. They're 30 out as it's tapped here by Farray. Gives it to Hadawido, who's been very busy early. And he's dropped down 21 metres out. They're 10 in from the right touchline, running to the northern end. It's played to Katoa. He throws it to Fisher-Harris, and he goes one out. when he's met by three Raiders defenders, and they put him on his back and slow the play, the ball down. Now finally played to Katoa. Throws open left to Cleary. Cleary throws a loose pass and he has to chase himself because all of his men on his outside overran it. Fortunately for Penrith, Peachy gobbled it up in time. They lose about 10 metres, but boy, that could have been a lot worse. Three gone. Katoa, he feeds it across to Fisher-Harris. Just a settler here. A good driving run. Almost gets him up to the 20-metre line on tackle four. In fact, it's a 10-metre line as Katoa throws left to Maloney. Short pass to Yeo. Oh, rides a heavy bump as he's sandwiched by Whitehead and Austin. And that gets us to the final play. Six gone. Penrith 4-0. Peachy throws to the right to Maloney. High kick to the middle. Croker's under it. Here they come. Croker takes it on the full. But now he's collected by Hanawera, who gets some help. And they hold Croker up. And they try to take him over the dead boy, over the try line. And now a penalty to Penrith because a Penrith runner was taken off the ball as the kick was in the air. And this kick is kickable. This is a penalty, very kickable, near the post. Penrith 4-0.
Oh, gee, I don't think they got that one right. I mean, it's Caesar then's come back basically, and he didn't sort of change his line. He just stood his ground, and Zalesnak actually had a decent shot over the top of him there, but couldn't get to the football. I think that's a play on. That's a poor call.
It certainly is play on. What made it look worse, Gers, was that Watini Zalesnak jumps up and gets there too early and flings over the top of Caesar, who's getting back in position. But for 8 minutes, I mean, Dan said that the Panthers have rolled through them. The Raiders aren't hitting with any sting. The discipline's poor, and they'll be down 6-0.
Been a real issue for this year for the Raiders. They haven't beaten a side in the top eight as yet. So they've promised a couple of little runs here and there, but they just come up against quality opposition and they fall away. They're low on confidence. We saw how they just got out of jail a couple of weeks ago against Manly. They're gonna be put to the test tonight. Yeah. They're really gonna have to come up with something special to compete with Penrith.
I wonder where we'll ever see the game get rid of escorts and running off the ball and just make it a one-on-one contest, Gerds. When you were playing, was it so big then?
It was just starting to come in.
Yeah.
We were just starting to get instructed as a centre to start running people. And we used to call it running off the ball back then. And because it was kind of new in the game, you could get away with it a fair bit because it wasn't really a focal point, but now it obviously is, and I think they're doing the right thing, but I'm not sure they got that one right.
You can tweet us anytime at @MMNRL. We do those for 4 and 20. Bateman, a severe cut, the back of his head. He's being mummified as we speak, and I'll continue.
Like almost there. Jesus Christ-like, Dan. Got the blood out of the back. Looks like someone just put a nail right in the back of his scone.
Well, he could do with some more ab
work. If only this was a Good Friday game.
He could do with some more ab work there, Bateman.
Sorry, David Beckham. So they continue to be
just taking it away from the Jesus Christ talk.
Tell you what, his nipples are reacting to the weather conditions down there.
So here's Maloney. He's about to put
this one through.
You're
not on the phone with
those, Dan. The Mentos ad.
All right, so Maloney, five in from the right upright.
He's got to wait. They've got to wait to call time back on. The interesting part of this is Nathan Cleary was kicker by choice, obviously, last year and did a fantastic job kicking it well over 80%. And now Maloney's come back, and ever since the injury, I know it's his standing leg, but at some point, would you expect Nathan to take the duties over again?
I expected him to take it over probably in Origin because it's a nice way as a debutant to get yourself into the game. You know, that first kick, whether it be a penalty or a try, for me, I went in there knowing I was going to be the goal kicker. So I expected him to kick. James, you know, he's a sharpshooter, but I don't know if he's changed his style a little bit. He's not sort of going through the ball as much as he used to. He missed two crucial kicks the other night. Yes, they were tough, but and he's missed one here already tonight, but he'll throw this one over.
Here's a McCurdy stat. 57 tackles the Raiders have made to 11. So 6-0 is manageable. Oh, it's a poor kick from Maloney, but he tucks it inside the left upright. It's a goal. It's 6-0. Penrith, 7.5 gone on the Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard. The Mitsubishi End of Financial Year sale is on now. See Mitsubishi dealer today. As the rain continues to fall, let's go down to our man on the sideline, Nick Risk.
Yeah, guys, still trying to suss out whether BJ is going to come back from that HIA. They're still assessing him at the moment. Well, I'll tell you what, that kick from Maloney took, that's at half an hour.
So Here's a tweet from Charlotte. James Maloney looks like me when I get lazy and give up halfway through putting on a dramatic smoky eye. How good's a smoky eye, though? Here's Campbell Gillard. Leaving it up from the restart. There's a bit of vigour from the Raiders' defence. Papali and Rapana making the tackle. And now Fisher-Harris goes one out on play two. So he's dropped down. Eight gone now. Later, Gold Coast versus the high-flying South Sydney Rabbitohs. We'll be calling that one as well with Maroon leading the call there, Jamie. Beautiful. As Panthers just go one out through Merrin on play three. Here's Katoa. Throws left to Maloney. Runs at the line and threatens. And now put on his back. This man is inspired. He took the line on 10 times on Wednesday night, and he's running it at will tonight. He's Peachy out of dummy half. He gets away from the clutches of Austin, who is the marker. And Peachy makes a few extra metres before he's held on halfway. Last tackle, Katoa to Maloney. Oh, left foot kick, if you don't mind. Oh. Rolling it along the ground over the touchline. That is just pure arrogance from James Maloney. He's in a purple patch at the moment. 6-0 Panthers.
They do it so well, don't they? The halves, you spoke about it, Gerds, where Cleary will take the line on, then Maloney comes in and controls it. At the moment, Maloney's got the hot hand, so he's getting a lot more of the ball. And Cleary just kick chases, makes his tackles. It's such a good combination.
It's only their fifth game together, too. Everyone thinks they've been playing together all season, but let's not forget that Nathan got injured in, what, the second or third round of the competition. Only came back and had two more games together, and then they played on Wednesday night. So, yeah, they look like they're getting better by the game, which is great for Panthers fans.
So Canberra, who have had just two sets with the ball, and we're 10 minutes into the game. They feed the scrum, and here's Havili thrown to the short side of Lauka, who slipped away from Maloney there, but coming in to make the tackle was Peachy, and there Peachy gives away a penalty. Quick tap by Rapana. He ran into Maloney. Oh, you wouldn't believe it. Rapana runs into the defence and loses the ball. Penrith have got it back. Cleary on the 40. Throws out to the right wing. It's Crichton now with it. And he's rounded up by Croker and also Soliola. And that is so Canberra, what just happened there.
Well, Maloney put a hand out on Rapana. I was surprised. If he goes down there, Maloney's in the bin.
So now here's Fisher-Harris. He just goes up the middle where he's dropped down on the 20.
I love him. He's a fantastic player, Fisher-Harris.
Penrith are peppering. Here it comes to Cleary onto Maloney. Keeps it going left to Watene Zalesniak. Ducks under a high tackle from Austin. Here's a penalty. Ooh. Here's a penalty.
Okay.
Shannon Boyd.
All right.
Shoulder charge here on Nathan Cleary when his body was relaxed. Don't be surprised if he goes to the bin.
You fix this now, or else someone will go.
No, this is just a general warning here from Henry Perenara.
Is he going to pull up that incident, or is he just talking about an offside?
Four penalties to one on the Makita stats, and this is kickable to make it 8-0.
Well, we know that Jonathan Thurston came out after the game last week where they played Manly, and he got caught just after he passed the ball, and he brought a little bit more attention to it, and I think it needs the attention. I think those guys should be given 10 minutes in the bin. Let's have a look if this is what it is. Nathan loses the ball there. I don't think there's a lot in that, to be honest. It's borderline, and the penalty probably sufficient.
His back's turned, though. You can't, as a playmaker.
But he comes into the line.
That's fine, but he turns his shoulder. He's not making a tackle.
I think Henry Perenara will be heartwarmed by the fact the crowd knows his name. And this penalty is a gift here.
It wasn't as bad as Thurston's, but
no.
We're seeing now that Rapana takes a quick tap. Maloney puts his hand out. Do you think that is a professional foul, or is it just because he didn't go down?
Well, I mean,
you're not supposed to touch him at all if you're in offside position.
Well,
but did Rapana run into Maloney on purpose, looking for the...
He put his arm out.
You're right. If he goes straight to ground, Maloney's gone for
that.
Right.
That's Billy Slater. Maloney's in the bin.
Yeah.
Or me.
Here's the kick at goal. It's good. Again, no need to bother the Nicorette kick predictor. And Penrith inch further ahead. It's the Panthers 8, the Raiders 0. Triple M rocks the footy.
If you need to mix it, shift it or lift it, if you want to power it, weld it, bore it or shore it, or maybe just reach it, give your local Coates Hire a call on 13 15 52 or visit coateshire.com.au and let's make it happen.
So ball on the tee here. Croker about to get us underway. Canberra have not come out yet. They are still in the sheds.
No, exactly right, Dan. They're really struggling to stay in this game at the moment. Haven't had any football at all, let alone down the Penrith end.
Yeah, here's Campbell Gillard hitting it up. And he's met 15 from his own line. With Penrith doing all the attacking at the moment. Trent Merrin, he steps inside. Havili stepped inside another one there. And Papali, but Papali just held on to help make the tackle as the ball is played back to Katoa. Throws to Cleary. Long pass to Farre. Bit of room to move. He gallops across field. Turns it inside to Crichton, who straightens. And now he's wrestled to the ground by Caesar. Played quickly to Cleary, who jumped into dummy half. Cleary turned it inside to Farre. The centre running it down the middle, where it takes three Raiders to put him away. Near halfway now as Katoa waits and gets it. Throws left to Maloney, punching a kick towards the corner, rolling. It's going to be cut off this time by Whiten, but he looks up and sees a white wall. As Penrith are there in numbers, and the Canberra fullback has nowhere to go. The Raiders start this set 11 from their own line. Rapana hitting it up on play two.
Beautiful kick there from
Maloney.
He's
lost the ball. He's lost the ball, Rapana. He tried to get up quickly to play it. He put the ball on the ground first before he stood up properly, and the referees pinged him.
Well, that's just how Canberra are going at the moment. It's a beautiful kick from Maloney. They shifted early to the right-hand side, then just kicked on the front foot. It's just a masterclass at the moment.
I just don't know where Canberra are at. I mean, they've just got the football back. Jack Whiten takes the football, goes to play it. There's no one at dummy half. Whitehead has to scramble his way there to get there to give it to Rapana. Then Rapana tries to get it while he's still being tackled and knocks the football on.
This is the Raiders. They could go in at halftime 20-0 down and somehow be in the game with a minute to go.
So Maloney poised. He's got the ball in hand. 20 metres out. Feeds a scrum. Comes out the back for Katoa. Throws to the right to Cleary. Cleary gets it on to Hadawira. He pushes away from Soliola, but Soliola has some help there from the mummified Luke Bateman. 20 away. Played to Farre. Throws inside to Fisher-Harris, and he just carts it upfield. He's brought down in front of the right upright here. Penrith leading 8-0 on the Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard. Cleary first receiver. Throws to his left to Campbell Gillard. Backs into the defence. Finally, he's knocked over. Only 3 metres away. And Katoa waiting again. Gets it quickly. Dishes off to the right to Merrin. Merrin to Cleary. Lovely ball out here to Watene Zalesniak, who pins the ears back. Goes for the corner, but pretty well handled there by Croker and Caesar. Four gone, right touchline. They swing it back to the open left. Cleary, another loose pass. This is bouncing straight into the hands of Merrin, who almost pokes his nose through, but put away by Austin. Last tackle, centre field. Here's Katoa. A big rubber kick. That's gone way too big. That's way over the back. And that's a 20-metre tap and a 7-tackle set. So Canberra, can they actually hold on to it this time? Croker takes the tap, runs down the left side, and is gobbled up 15 short of halfway.
I don't understand why hookers feel the need to come out of dummy half and kick near the line. It's the hardest kick. You've got James Maloney controlling things nicely for the Panthers. Just relieves all the pressure. Now Soliola brings him up over halfway.
Well, the Raiders here, remarkably, that you... They wouldn't be happy to be down 8-0, but given the way this game has gone, you'd almost sign away for it at the moment. Is now Boyd with a good, powerful run. 40 out. Havili throws to the open right to Caesar. Caesar to Austin. Now to Papali. Goes straight through. A huge hole. Now finally rounded up by Campbell Gillard. What a chase. 18 out. Two tackles left. Austin throws left. Comes here to Caesar. Calls runners inside. Throws to Boyd. Oh, Boyd splashes into Campbell Gillard.
Yeah.
The two big units come together like two deer. Tackle made, 12 out. Last tackle, they go left. Caesar to Austin. Runs at the line. Throws to Kotchin. Spins over and scores in the corner. And the Raiders are back. Well, incredible. A, that they hung on to it. And B, that they had just turned this game around like that. 8-4 to the Panthers.
Yeah, mate, they give them some confidence. Gee, I tell you what, the first time they've had the football down this end of the field, and it was a lovely little play from the middle of the field. It went to Austin, and he just summed up the numbers perfectly here. And that man, Kotrick, look at this little move he puts on the outside to Crichton there. I think it was a James Maloney miss in the middle of the field on Papali, though, that started the play, and Kotrick finishes off.
It was a nice run from Papali to get things started. He was outstanding for Queensland the other night. And it was just a simple play to the left-hand side. Crichton comes in half a step, and you just can't do that anymore with the wingers in today's game. And Kotrick sat there the other night, 19th man for New South Wales, and scores a try tonight.
Jeez, he did some good work there, didn't he, to get to the line, Kotrick. It wasn't just catch and plunge over. He had some work to do.
They had numbers over that side then, the Panthers. There was no advantage to the attacking side. It was just, a little bit of one-on-one, like we saw with Addo Carr the other night with Chambers. The really good wingers, given opportunities, they take them, and he's a good winger.
Oh, they're a funny team, the Raiders.
That's what I was saying. They could be down 20-0. I mean, against that game against Manly, they did everything they could to lose the game and somehow won by a point.
We've wrapped Maloney, haven't we? But a couple of missed tackles and Cleary's passing game unusually off in this early stage. So Croker is poised to kick a goal here. He'll be right on the sideline. 46% reads the Nicorette kick predictor. He's waiting for a tee, I believe, here. 16 to go. 16 gone first half.
This kid will end up the greatest point scorer of our game.
Yeah, he's amazing.
He's got a beautiful kicking style. So fluent, easy.
I think he's more than...
scores over 200 points a year.
He's more than two-thirds of the way there already.
And that's when they don't make the eight. Yep. A couple of times they haven't made the eight. He's always up there around that 200 points.
The concern for the Raiders now, even though they're back in this game, is the possession. They're a big side. And I don't know, if Penrith just keep, you know, focused, controlling the football, the weight of possession might come back to really haunt the Raiders in the second half.
And you can see they've gone in with a plan to really move them laterally a little bit. You know, get Boyd to travel a little bit, come back. And they've done it perfectly. Maloney's kicked on the front foot. They've dominated the first sort of 15 minutes. But to their credit, the Raiders have hung in there. And Croker's got a kick on the far touchline here to make it 8-6.
His kicking has been a little off from the sideline this year. 46% the Nicorette kick predictor. Left side, the non-preferred side for the left footer. With rain falling at Canberra Stadium. Here he comes. That's a nice strike. Starts down the middle, stays down the middle. 8 points to six. It's Penrith over the Raiders on the Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard. Now let's get a skill-certified injury update with our man Nick Risk.
Yeah, gents, can confirm BJ Lealua won't return. He's failed the HIA exam, but Bateman goes out into the centres, I think so. Defending pretty well. That run from Shannon Boyd really activated the crowd. It's game on now here in Canberra.
Four players backing up for the Panthers. All on the field from the get-go. And Papali, who had a pretty good game, didn't he, on Wednesday night, with a nice run down there to get them going in that set.
I thought he was one of their best the other night, Dan.
So here's the ball kicked off, and it's caught on the fall and given to Dunamis Louis, who is hitting it up here. And the man who is playing his 100th first-grade game plays it now is Bateman. There's one out on play two. Nice quick play, the ball to Havili. Runs down the short left and pops a pass to Croker. And Croker here is well handled by Fisher-Harris. Almost a penalty there as Croker wasn't allowed to play it. Croker was certainly trying to milk it. On the next play, Soliola goes one out, makes it the halfway before we stop. Here's Havili, throws to the right to Caesar. Caesar to Austin, gets it on to White. White to Whitehead. Whitehead, a line ball pass out to the right wing. Rapana. He runs down that sideline, rounded up by Tyrone Phillips. Last tackle, 35 out. Austin goes to the air. End over end bomb. Coming down five away. It's a contest. It's come off Kotrick's chest. It's still in play, this ball. It's tapped back to Havili. And he's going to be stopped 5 metres out. And it's going to be a knock-on anyway against Nick Kotrick. So the ref ruling it may have come off his chest, but it came off his hand as well. And Penrith survive. 8 points to six, the Panthers. Mitsubishi Triton.
Well, that's a fantastic set on the back of points there for the Raiders. Just working the short side, coming out of their own end, trying to catch those markers there. Just a little bit late, lazy, and potentially getting a penalty. Then shifted all the way over on a night shift out, a nice shift out to this right edge for Rapana. Then a lovely kick there with a nice chase on it. Great set after points for the Raiders, and they're right back in this.
Here's Tyrone Phillips now playing it to Katoa. Throws to the left to Maloney. Turns it back infield to Yo. Down the middle he goes, where he runs into three Raiders defenders. It's played now back here to Katoa. He gets it on to Trent Noon, and he's brought down. What do you think of Katoa's game, Jamie Soward? Obviously, he's in for Peter Wallace. Katoa now throwing it to Cleary. Cleary gets out to Hadawir to Naira, and he runs down the sideline where he's put down.
Yeah, he's a smart little hooker, comes out. He's obviously put one dead as Cleary puts up a midfield bomb, but he's nice defensively, really shores up that middle light and takes it on the full.
Jeez, he did that easily, and then there were some Penrith players who were offside. So this game has changed. The momentum certainly now with the team in green. Penrith leading 8 points to six, a penalty to Canberra, so they'll get to put on an attacking set shortly.
I'd probably like to see him come out of dummy half a little bit more. I think he's a lot of off-the-ground service, which is what Peter Wallace does well, but some of the hookers in our game are going away from that. I think it really, we've seen the Tigers with Elijah Taylor, it really narrows your attack and makes it one-dimensional, but Katoa and Egan are really sharing that role since Wallace has been out.
What the way, that try to Kotrick, the first try Penrith had conceded in 177 minutes of football on the Makuta stats. And now Canberra looking for back-to-back tries as Louis plays it on the 30. And the ball is thrown to the open right to Caesar. Caesar to Austin. Louis slips under a defender and then he's filled by Katoa. Centre field now, played to Havili. He wafts out a dummy half, then turns to his left to Bateman. That was a hospital pass because Campbell Gillard was in the young man's face. Tackle made. Here's Havili. Throws to the left to Caesar. Runs out the line, gives it to White. Now onto Croker. Croker slips a pass to Kotrick, who drops the ball onto his foot, not on purpose, and it flies over the back. And that's unfortunate for the Raiders. A 20-metre tap and a 7-tackle set. Jared Croker, the fancy pass there, and it almost came off.
It was the only way you could get the ball there in time. It was a lovely pass there by Croker, and Kotrick should have done better with that. I mean, he should have been for his second try there. The Raiders causing that right-hand side defence for the Panthers all sorts of trouble tonight.
So James Tamo about to enter this game, and your fancy Viliami kickout is not too far away either.
I can't believe he's not on yet, Dan. He's the most destructive ball runner in the NRL, and when he comes onto this left-hand side, Yo goes across. But for me, he needs to be playing more than 60 minutes kick out.
Of course.
All right, Campbell Gillard, a good first stint. He's off. He's on the third play here. Trent Merrin hitting and spinning. Got away from the defender. Made it over halfway before he was put down. Panthers 8, Raiders 6, Mitsubishi Triton. Here's Katoa, centre field. Throws to the right to Cleary. Takes the line on. Good, strong, tough meters there. He runs into Havili and Soliola. On the 30 now, play to Katoa, goes down to the short. Right to Maloney, ducks under a high tackle from Bateman. Still going, Maloney. And now is finally brought down, and there's no action on that tackle from the Canberra number 15. Last, Maloney won't be kicking, so it'll be Cleary, who gets it now, kicks high, across the face of goal, coming down 5 metres out. Up they go, volleyball back here, straight to Papali. It was off Penrith Hanson's play on, and Papali breaks away from Cleary, runs over his own 30, now taken around the ankles. And now Watene Zalesniak gives away a penalty. A little bit of a leg pull there. And Canberra look to put this into touch quickly as Austin, he finds the line only 35 metres out.
Nice great work there from Papali. Just jogging back, and Canberra have really turned it around. They're getting some more possession. Don't be surprised if they go back to Crichton on that left-hand side for the Raiders.
All right, here's Kotrick now, bumping upfield on the first play, working it towards the middle. The Canberra winger about to play it here, where Havili picks up. Oh, he throws to Boyd, who juggled, regathered, then slipped off the Hutter wheel of tackle. Three other defenders have to come in to stop him. They can't get the big unit to ground. Finally, he's called Hill. 16 out. Havili throws to the left to White, stepping and jinking and stepping and now straightening and now muscling his way to the line. He tries to ground it, but he's short. It would have been such a miraculous try, but he fell about 20 centimetres short. Jack White, and he did all the hard work. And Penrith get the ball back, and boy, they were lucky to survive there.
And this is why Isaiah Yeo needs to go to that right-hand side as soon as possible. He really shores up their defence. Right now, they're just not communicating. Cleary, the workload the other night, is starting to get to him a little bit, Gerds, and they're just making inroads down. It looks too easy.
Yeah, they've certainly focused on that part of their defence, haven't they, tonight? Harawira Naira down there and Farah tonight struggling also. We just saw Harawira Naira get sort of trampled by Boyd, and I know he's done some trampling in his day, but he's a big back rower and needs to get his body in front.
Penrith 8, Canberra 6, 17 and a half to go. Triple M footy, we do it for Ream. We're doing just about every game this weekend. We're doing Gold Coast South later on. Manly and the Warriors tomorrow. We've got Sunday football, we've got Monday football. Here's Tyrone Peachey with a nice jinking run down the left side. Taken by Whitehead, 18 short of halfway. They're just getting in the car. Penrith were off to a flyer, a try to Peachy, and a couple of penalty goals as well, but Campbell returning serve with Nick Kotrick scoring not that long ago. Here's Cleary from right on his own 40, going for the 40-20. It's a good kick. It's going to be just short of the 20, and he might have been outside the 40 anyway, but he finds a line, and that'll settle things down. And both sides could use a little bit of a breather here, with Penrith leading 8 points to six.
Nice kick there from Cleary. Right idea. Probably just half a yard too close to that 40-metre line, but just skidded along the ground, just reminding Kotrick he has to drop back early. But Canberra have done amazing to get back into this game after really not seeing any ball for the first 10 minutes. Down 8-0, only 8-6 with 16 to go.
Yeah, these completion rates are quite incredible at the moment. Penrith 11 from 11, 100%. And the Raiders, 5 from 10, 50%. And had probably more opportunities.
Yeah.
And look like scoring probably the last couple of times they've been down Penrith's end, which is a concern for the Panthers.
Yeah, 20 out from their own line. The Raiders, where this scrum is fed and won, and Whitehead, first receiver, juggles it. Just has been a few Raiders to juggle the ball. He holds onto it, Whitehead, and goes to ground. Right now to Havili, who throws left to Boyd. And Boyd here was wrestled to the ground by two defenders. And he tries to move a penalty. And he got the penalty. Wow, that was poor. That was... Oh. You wouldn't be a home and away actor and be proud of that acting, but he got the penalty anyway. And here now goes Havili from the quick tap almost up to halfway.
Havili went to take the quick tap and the referee called play on instead of kicking it out. He tried to fake it, but the referee called play on. Silly from Havili.
That was a dog's breakfast all round, but the Raiders have got a full set here inside Penrith territory as Luke Bateman now carries it forward over the 40, almost to the 30 as he goes to ground centre field. Playing it back to Havili. Throws to the right to Caesar. Caesar to Papali. Papali, you need pass to Austin. Austin runs. Takes on Peachy. Peachy comes up with a tackle. Maloney over the top to finish it off. 12 away. Jeez, Papali. He's having a game tonight. Played now to Rapina. He throws to the open left. Away to Caesar. Caesar distributes to Liam Knight, the Canberra number 17, playing his fifth game of first grade, and he's picked off centre field. Last tackle, slow play the ball, Havili, to the right he goes, to Austin, the dummy, not fallen for, brilliant tackle by Isaiah Yeo, and that is a changeover. Penrith, 8-6 leaders, with Yeo coming up with a terrific play.
Oh, I fail to see why Raiders didn't go left there. They've caused so much trouble for the Panthers, Riders, defence, Gerds, and as we see now, they ring the changes. Cade Ellis and Billy Army Kickout coming on for the Panthers.
Yeah, they just haven't been able to build pressure, the Raiders, have they? All this year, they get down to that part of the field. They can't come up with the right play at the back end of their sets. They need a repeat set there. You get the feeling that under the weight of their attack, Penrith is struggling, and a couple of sets on the line, you get the feel they come up with points.
So here's Katoa distributing away now to Kickow, and a good first run. It took all of Papali's strength along with Louie to make the tackle. And now with that Kickow run, there's a roll on. Maloney takes the line on, throws it inside to a 10. He's a Lesniak, runs down the middle, and then throws a wild pass out to the wing, where it bamboozles Tyrone Phillips. He didn't have a chance, and it sails over the sideline. All started by a kick out, but a poor finish, Canberra scrum food.
Well, it was a forward pass on the inside to Zalesniak. He made that, but Jack Whiten, perfectly placed as a fullback, comes straight up into the line.
He's a great runner, Zalesniak.
He is.
In open space, he's got to back himself there.
And I feel he's getting better and more accustomed to the fullback role. He's played for so long on the wing, where he's been outside Moylan, where it's just catch and put down. Edwards is starting to get that into his game before he got injured. But Zalesniak, more a runner. You can see there how dangerous he is.
We'll have the Mungle Boots team lineups for the second game shortly. See who's backing up and who's not. Here's Jared Croker running down the left sideline from the scrum win, and he's put away. James Fisher-Harris goes off for a break. So he's on the bench now as going down the middle is Jack White.
I think they've exclusively got to go to the 50, which is the post, and just go down that left-hand side, right edge for the Panthers with numbers, because they're just not communicating, and Cleary inside and outside him's having trouble.
That's the Kotrick wing. Let's see if they go that way. Not on this play. Goes to the right as it comes across from Caesar to Papali, and Papali takes two players, Peachy and Maloney, to bring him down. 29 out. Now they've opened up that left side. Here's Caesar just feeding it across to Bateman. He goes down the middle where he's met. And that'll get us to the final tackle here. Havili waits from 22 metres out. He throws it left to Caesar, to Louie. Run around to Caesar, but Caesar, oh, he was taken there by Kickow, but he got away from the tackle, then poked in a little grubber for himself, and it's easily cleaned up by Cleary for Penrith. That's another cheap way for Canberra to give the ball back. 8-6 Panthers, Mitsubishi Triton.
And that's what costs the Raiders in these big games. When they come up against quality opposition, they're the little things, the little parts of their games they need to get right if they're going to be a contender this year.
Well, they haven't got it right for 3 years. Down there, they've never sat on a halves pairing that's been able to do it, roll it in and be patient. They try a runaround play there on the last instead of just putting it up in the air, getting into young Crichton and getting Kotrick a contest.
School certified injury update. BJ Leilua getting into his civvy. So as Nick Riss confirmed to us, his night is over with that early HIA. So Penrith get through their set. Last tackle, Maloney from just outside the 40. Gives it the lot. A good torpedo kick. Taking it carefully is Whiten on his 20. And he runs down the middle. Oh, he runs over the top of Phillips. But Phillips had some help there from Ellis and also Yeo. But a lovely quick play the ball allows Rapina to get by the would-be markers. Runs over halfway. And Canberra here with all the momentum. Rapina will play it. And he plays it deliberately into the Penrith player lying in the ruck, and he earns a penalty. Well, that's why players try and nuke penalties, because quite often they get them. And James, Canberra can reload here and get a little bit closer to the Penrith line.
Well, where do you want me to go, James Maloney, as he's coming back there. Could have made more of an effort that, but you're right, it was an intentional big play the ball from Rapana. Who...
Well, the league has outlawed passing into the player lying in the ruck, but they haven't outlawed playing it with all your might into the player lying it in the ruck. So Canberra now put it into touch, and they're on the attack. But Papali plays it 30 metres out. Havili drifts out of dummy half, throws to his left to Bateman, runs down the middle, taken one-on-one by Katoa. Quick play the ball centre field to Havili. Throws to the right to Waston, runs on the line, then gives it up to Papali. Well, he's taken well by Maloney here, and Maloney getting some help from Peachy again. They're inside the 10, the Raiders. Play to Whitehead, throws to the long left, away to Austin, Austin to Havili, now to Caesar, and racing up and making an excellent one-on-one tackle is Cleary. They lose metres on that play, the Raiders. Here's Havili. He goes to the short left for the pass to Austin. A grubber before the loss. Oliola coming through. Banged out the back by Crichton.
And it's one thing you can't do in the wet is go long to long. So what they're doing, the Raiders, is they go right across to this right-hand side through Whitehead. Then they've gone two passes wide trying to catch the Panthers out. As an outside defender, Gerge, you can come up and read that quite easily. I feel that'd be better attacking from the 50.
What do you mean by attacking from the 50?
So you got left and right edge. The 50 is a goalpost, so you can have
right,
inside.
But centre field.
Yeah, centre field. Okay. So 50 and roll down there with numbers on the edge. It limits that time for you to be able to get up. You're almost retreating a little bit.
So here's the dropout for Maloney. Caught on the full 45 out by White, and then he throws a bad pass, which is put down. Oh, my word. The Canberra Raiders. Liam Knight, the man who's put that down. It was a hospital pass from Whiten, but he should have done better there, the young man. And that is the Canberra Raiders to a tee. It's a scrum feed for Penrith near halfway.
Yeah, they're sucking them in, the Panthers, at the moment, aren't they? Under a fair bit of pressure in these last 15 minutes. But, yeah, that one, they finally get a good kick in, a good chase from Soliola, get a repeat set and come up with an error on play one.
Gavin asked us earlier through Twitter, thanks to 4 and 20, are we starting to see signs of fatigue, particularly from the Panthers' origin quartet?
Oh, look, I wouldn't think so. James Maloney's probably got a reason to be a little bit fatigued. He's, what, 30 years old, and he's got Papali running at him tonight. He had some big Queensland forwards running him the other night. Cleary and the rest of them, though, they've got no excuses. They'll be okay.
Here we go, the Panthers. They spread it to the wide as it comes. And Watene's a Lesniak here to Hulawira, who straightens and threatens momentarily. Stopped by Soliola. 8-6 Penrith. Faray now jumps out of dummy half, takes a few steps towards the defence, then turns it to his left to Yeo. And Yeo is rustled up here by three Canberra defenders. And Penrith now centre field. They haven't been down here for a while. Katoa throws left to Maloney, weaving, dumbing inside, dumbing outside, going himself. And then hammered by Knight and Papali. Ball is played. No, it's not. It's a knock on. There's Maloney putting it down. And Penrith, that is just their second error in this game. In wet conditions, and we're nearly all the way through this first half. It's Penrith 8, Canberra 6, 7.5 to go.
It was nice pressure from Liam Knight.
Clock's on,
Maloney's showing the ball inside, so dangerous to Zalesniak a couple of sets ago, but they get let off there, the Raiders, and it's been one of those halves where if they had have controlled possession a lot more, the Raiders, they should be up quite comfortably because they've had all the ball down there. They're lucky to be not down by more the way they've played.
Penrith, they do their best work in the second half. Normally, they are, they're four and against in the first half this year, plus two second halves, plus 107. So, quite often they're behind on the scoreboard at halftime. Soliola for Canberra working it forward. And he's met here. Charlie Gubb, the former Warrior, about to enter this game. Here's Havili with a nice probing run out of dummy half. Collects about 15 metres before he stopped by three Penrith defenders. Played back now to Caesar. Throws to the right to Knight. And Knight here is carrying it to halfway. Stopped by Tamo. Kick out there as well. So is Cade Ellis. And Cade just stays on too long.
Fourth play. Really poor error there by young Ellis, who's just come onto the field. It was, I think they've got 10 in the bin too.
Oh!
Penalties. Go. Repeat infringements.
That's come from nowhere from Henry. Cade Ellis has gone to the bin.
I told you down there. He's more penalties than us, Henry. I told you down there.
Yeah, I know that.
And that is slow.
Six penalties to four. Penrith have conceded. So Henry's had enough. And Cade Ellis is gone for the rest of this half and for the first 4 minutes of the second half.
I'm okay with that. I mean, that was... you know, there's penalties and then there's penalties. I mean, the kids just come on there. It was a he just laid on for so long. It was an obvious penalty, you know. Sometimes you think, oh, they get a penalty. You're not really sure it was touch and go. That was a blatant penalty and wrong man at the wrong time and spends 10 in the bin.
Yep, second time in three games he's been sent to the bin. The only player to be sent to the bin on debut, ever.
What a stat. So it took Cam Smith about 360 games and it took $1. Here they come now, the Raiders. They spin it to the right. Comes to Gubb. Runs down the middle, over the 20. And he's knocked down. Penrith 8, Canberra 6. Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard. Canberra knocking on the door. Here's Havili. Throws to the left here to Caesar. Caesar away to White and 3-on-2. Comes to Croker out to Kotrick. Oh, he's taken by Crichton over the sideline. And the diminutive Penrith winger have come up with a big play there. As Canberra butcher a chance.
Shot clock is on.
And we won't see Nick Kotrick manhandled like that too often, but a great play from Crichton.
No, we won't. Croker probably could have nearly gone himself there, Gerds.
So it's Penrith 8, Canberra 6. Triple M rocks the footy. So very greasy conditions. Let's go down to the sideline as I put my teeth back in. Here's Nick Risk.
Yeah, it's gone down to 7 degrees down here on the sideline in the capital. Rain starting to sprinkle down too, so just before half time, it's going to be definitely wet weather footy in the second half, gents.
Penrith looking for their fourth win in a row, 10th win of the season. His kick out picked up and dumped. Good work there by Whitehead and Austin. Penrith deep in their own territory as Peachy picks it up and runs out of dummy half. And he stopped here on tackle 3. And now Peachy comes up with an unusual move.
Can't take him out.
He actually tackled the man marking him up. That was weird.
Does he get a stat for that? Does that go on his tackle?
What was he trying to do there, Jamie?
Milk a penalty and get the sides even up at 12 as Tarmow. Strong carry.
Luke, you got to get up. Taken by 3 defenders here. 8 short of halfway. Triple M rocking your Friday drive time footy. Thanks to Ream. Here's Cleary kicking before the last. No angle on the kick, so it'll stay in play. Taken by White after he trapped it with the boot. Runs down the left sideline. And now he's stopped by 2 defenders. So they've consumed 2 minutes of their sin bin time, the Panthers. But a fair way to go is Kotrick with a good bustling run out of dummy half. He tries to mook a penalty. Not coming. And now Tamo makes a tackle out of marker. The crowd doesn't think he was square. The ref says he was. And Croker made the play. Havili now to Gubb. And Gubb is going nowhere on play number 4.
They're clearly winning the ruck here tonight, and that's the issue for the Panthers at the moment. That's why there's all this pressure around the play the balls as we see a move.
Oh, Soliola throws it out to the wing. Kotrick has to go back. It was lucky it didn't go into touch, but Kotrick goes backwards 10 metres. So they're going to be kicking from inside their 40. Uh-huh. Here comes Rapina's going to kick, and he gives it the lot. Oh, he's got a boot on him.
40-20.
It's a 40-20. And he's come up with a 40-20.
Oh, my goodness. That sums up Jordan Rapiner's night.
Give that man an NFL contract.
He's had 2 errors. He gets the ball in the last. The Raiders going nowhere. And he says, get this, India, 40-20.
Severio Rocker would have been proud of that. Tap 10 metres out. Havili. He throws to the open right. To Oster, to Caesar. Caesar gets it on to Bateman. Hitting and spinning and brought down. Penrith down to 12 men. They're 8 metres out. Here's a penalty. Here's a penalty. Are we going to see another one go?
We're not going here again.
That's another warning.
Surely they're going to keep going here.
That was my other bold prediction. I've got Merrin field goal. I'll show you on Rapiner 40-20.
Oh, amazing.
So a penalty. They're going to take the 2, Canberra.
They've got 12 players. That's a surprise.
And here's what's interesting. They're in no hurry. Now, time is ticking away. This is precious time with a one-man advantage, and they're dawdling for this kick. They can get another set here, maybe 2, before half-time.
You've caught a lot of footy games.
I'm just telling your
Have you ever seen that before?
That is a blatant
Rapiner getting the ball on that 40-20.
Unbelievable. Do you think he was going for it?
He aimed it up.
Yeah.
There's the kick.
I think he was just going for the most distance he could get.
That's what I think.
And to kick away from the fullback.
And it just happened to go into touch.
Yeah. Can you imagine Risky down there when that kick's gone out from 40-20? He would have fallen off his chair.
So we haven't seen many 40-20s this year. I reckon that's the first one in the NRL for a few weeks.
Ben Hunt kicked one in Origin the other night.
I said the NRL.
Oh, is that not the NRL?
No, this is... No, State of Origin, they only have 5 penalties in a game. Here we've had how many? 11 in the first half. 8 all. We're nicely poised. I think we figured this was going to be close.
Well, it didn't look like it was going to be at the start of the game, Dan.
When you're right about
Penrith
that.
Clicked into gear, the Raiders couldn't hold the pill. And then, but all of a sudden, I think, you know, full credit to Canberra. They're running hard. You know, Papali out on this side. He's certainly got them back into the game. And Penrith have just dropped off a little bit.
Now, that penalty was given at about with 2:40 left. We're now down to 1 minute. So a minute 40 has expired. That's time Canberra could have used, but they chose to go for penalty to tie it up. And here we go with Kotrick catching the ball in the full and ball down. So they basically get a full set here and then 4 minutes in the second half with an extra man. Charlie Gump goes one out on play two. And he's taken here by Tamo. And Katara over the top. There is Isaiah Yeo as well. Played back now to Havili. Throws to Caesar. Caesar to Austin. Spreading it now to White. White, and then he likes what he sees. He runs over the top of Maloney, but then is rounded up from behind by Tyrone Phillips. Played to Whitehead. Runs over his own 40. Oh, and then he dropped the ball into a player who was offside in Rapana. They'll play the knock on. And Penrith will have no interest in packing his scrum, and that'll be the final play of the first half.
He kicked the ball away.
Well, hang on. No, Penrith do want to have a play here.
Well, they can stop the clock. They can just get there, Penrith, and stop the clock, and they can get two plays in.
Well, they didn't. They weren't going to, but Rapana kicked the ball away. So Henry Perenara said, no, you kicked the ball away. We're going to stop it.
Well, now the scrum will pack 42 metres out. Now, these aren't long-range field goal conditions, but Maloney can kick them. Cleary can kick them.
Wait here, boys. You shortcut, mate.
Eight all. 15 seconds left, first half.
Oh, Merrin's on the bench.
Here we go. Cleary. He's going to shoot from 45, and he miscues, and it's rolling, rolling, rolling. Canberra get back there in numbers to make sure there's no catastrophe. It's taken by Croker, and he runs towards the sideline, running, running, and then just dribbles it over. And that's the end of an eventful first half. We got the full kaleidoscope of the Canberra Raiders. The good, the bad, and the ugly. And it's 8 points all. The Raiders and the Panthers. Friday, Drive Time Footy, live across the country. Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL.
So, 8 points all here. Both teams on the field. The rain looks like it may have stopped, although it's very, very greasy. Who's going to win, Jamie?
Raiders for me.
What about you, Gerds?
Yeah, I'll go with the... stick with the Panthers.
Okay. Henry Perenara blows time on. And remember, Cade Ellis in the bin for another 4 minutes. And someone very cruelly put out a tweet revealing that Cade Ellis has played 44 minutes of first grade and 20 of them in the sin bin. So, baptism of fire for the young man. But so far, it hasn't been all that damaging for Penrith. They've only conceded the penalty goal, and Canberra have knocked it on. A hit up here by Bateman. The ball flew out. Penrith have got it 20 metres out. Here's Tyrone Peachey running down the left side, and he's taken here on the zero tackle. So Canberra starting the second half like they did the first. Maloney, dummy half, feeds it away to Yeo. He just goes one out down the left edge. Runs into Havili and one other. Penrith here, they're down to 12 men, but a chance to take the lead back. Here's Katoa, throws to the right to Cleary. Keeps it going to Maloney. Spinning away from Caesar, but wrapped up quickly by Gubb and Soliola. And also Bateman there as well, centre field. As the ball is played now to Katoa, he throws left to James Tamo. And Tamo just goes one out here where he's met. Bateman, it's very off-putting. He's wearing what looks like a yarmulke on his head. They throw left, comes to Cleary, gets it on now to Watene Zalesniak. Nothing wrong with it. It just looks weird on the football field. Here's a Penrith late in the count. Yeah. Canberra called offside.
I thought it was his haircut before when he was running up, you know. It's that cartoon character that it's just got that hair that just sort of gets cut around the top there. It was like that old, you know, I think it was like a caveman. What was his name? Can you think of it? Someone will tweet that in for us. There was a caveman that used to carry this big club around. He had this haircut that's sort of like almost like a Lego haircut.
Not Bam Bam.
No, it wasn't Bam. It wasn't Flintstones. No.
So penalty goal attempt here for
someone will know it.
So they'll get to exhaust some sin bin time for Cade Ellis. And we go quickly down to Nick on the sideline for us for skillscertified.com.au.
Hey, gents, can confirm in the change rooms at halftime for the Panthers, Viliami kickout won't return. He's just suffered an MCL, so he's scratched for the night.
Really?
Huge news there. All right, thank you, Nick. So,
Nick coming in with the big ones.
MCL, that's usually 4 to 6.
Yeah, 4 to 6.
What a blow there for Penrith. So that's going to have an impact on them over the next few weeks. And they've got some
They've got a few. They've still got some injuries. You've still got Wallace out and Edwards and Wonga Blake and Sam McKendry, so they've still got a few guys on the sidelines at the moment.
79% the kick predictor for Nick Arebb, and Maloney drills it. So Penrith are back in front. It's Penrith 10, Canberra 8 on the Beaumont Toll scoreboard as Triple M rocks the footy.
If you need to mix it, shift it or lift it, if you want to power it, weld it, bore it or shore it, or maybe just reach it, give your local Coates Hire a call on 13 15 52 or visit coateshire.com.au and let's make it happen.
So one player missing from each team now, Joey Leilua, it was an early exit and Viliami kick out. He's gone from the game.
That's huge for the Penrith Panthers. He's been so good for them this year. Kick out. Had a serious ankle injury when he first came down from North Queensland. Big news.
So here come the Panthers from the restart. 10-8 they lead. Just one try apiece in this one. As Campbell Gillard is first to hit it up from the kickoff. Now, James Tamo goes one out on play two, where he's wrapped up by three defenders. And Ellis now strolls to the sideline. So Penrith started his Sydney time up by two, and they're going to end it up by two. As Watemi Zalesniak lurks around the middle of the field, the Penrith fullback, but taken by three defenders. Played back now to Katoa, gives it to Maloney. Now from inside the 40, he gives this the lot, and he's pitched this about 30 metres out towards the sideline, but it's cut off by White. White now runs across his 20-metre line to his left, and he's finally felled by some good, willing Penrith defence. 10-8 to the Panthers, Beaumont Tiles.
He didn't quite catch that, James Maloney. It went right up in the air. But it was a nice tactic as Croker comes in now. I just keep thinking back to that play before half-time. Rappiner kicks a 40-20, and then they get a penalty and take the two of the Raiders. I think they would have been better off rolling the dice.
All right, here goes Whitehead. He's brought down 11 short of halfway for Canberra. Played to Havili, who runs. That's a good run. And he runs over the top of Maloney. Oh, he's hurt himself there. He's clutching at his jaw, but he gets back to Marker as the ball is played. And Rappiner runs down the right sideline with a bit of room to move. Now he's brought down. Ball came out. It's going to be a knock-on. Chalk up another error for Jordan Rappiner. And that'll be a scrum feed for the Panthers. Maloney appears to be okay. And the Raiders, well, looking at a Coates Hire replay, yeah, that's a knock-on from Rappiner. We tried to offload it.
We hear it every week when Ricky goes into the press conference and he says, we beat ourselves or we shot ourselves in the foot. I mean, they're making so many metres from dummy half at the moment. It's ridiculous. We just saw then, you know, they ran probably 40 metres in three dummy half runs, and they get into that zone where they can put on some points, and they come up with a poor play, a poor decision then to get an offload in when he had three guys on him. But Maloney, as you said, Dan, his eyes swollen, he's copped one in the chin. There's blood coming out of that, so he's certainly in the wars tonight.
All right. Captain Caveman is apparently.
That could be him.
Who's Captain Caveman? I've never heard of him. Thank you, Josh, for that tweet for 4-20. James Tamo going down the middle here on play number two for Penrith.
That's what he looks like, Captain Caveman.
All right, he looks nothing. That's not what you describe. Here goes now, Farray. Don't tell lies. Farray dropped out on the halfway line, plays to Katoa, jumps out to his right, goes to Ellis, and Ellis punching it down the middle. He's met by Gubb and Knight, and the ball is played to Katoa. Throws a no-look pass out of dummy half to Campbell Gillard, and he rolls down the middle. Oh, hit hard here by Gubb. Almost knocked off. He was knocked off. Campbell Gillard. Final play, centre field, comes to clear. Oh, he's taken out here.
Oh, you can't have that.
With a silly play.
That's you can't do that.
That's got to be a penalty. Henry's poised to blow the penalty. There it is.
Give him 10.
Yeah, that, Charlie Gubb took out
that.
Cleary's legs while he was mid-air.
You can't do that.
And Cleary hobbles back towards his teammates there. Here's a Coates Hire replay.
I'm with you, Ryan Girdler. That needs to be 10
super
in the bin.
Dangerous.
That is so stupid.
Geez, he does some dumb things, Charlie Gubb. Okay. And
we just can't have it. We just can't have that in our game.
But as a kicker, I've been saying it for years. As a kicker, you have no protection. You don't mind when someone comes and puts pressure on you when it's waist up. But when you give no place to land for a kicker, especially on their other foot, it is so dangerous.
Mate, people don't turn up on weekends, I'm sorry, to watch Charlie Gubb play, but these halves, Nathan Cleary and these guys and Jonathan Thurston, they need to be protected because they're very vulnerable when they're in the air after they've kicked the football.
Well, this is interesting. Penrith are not going to go for two. They're going to try and score a try here. They tap it 10 metres out, leading 10-8 as Tamo hits it up. And it's stopped here by four Canberra defenders in front of the right upright. 6.5 gone, second half. As it comes out to the left to Cleary. Cleary to Maloney. A short pass to Yeo. Steps inside Papali. Takes Knight all the way to the line with him. And finally, Yeo is felled only a metre away. Play back to Katoa. Jumps backwards here, then dishes off to a flat-footed Campbell Gillard, and not even he can do anything with that. He's stopped here a couple of metres short of the line. They're on the left side. Play to Katoa. Jumps out to his right. Throws to Cleary. Early grubber. Cleary in goal. It's pretty well weighted, but just with the greasy conditions. Rolling. And goes over the back. 20-metre tap, 7-tackle set.
Oh, Corey Harawira there. If he had him just put it into first or second, he probably makes that a contest. Just ambled after the ball there and got out-competed by Soliola, and Canberra escape another chance defending their line. Cotric comes in for some
work. It turns into a 7-tackle set, Sowie. I mean, there was just no energy at all coming from Harawira and I needed to get through there and try and put some pressure on to make one of those Raiders play at the football.
So here come the Raiders with this extra tackle in the set. They're 10 short of the halfway line. There goes Gub running at Cleary. Cleary does well, stands his ground, and there's a bit of vigour in that tackle there from Harawira and also Farai. As the ball is played now to Havili. Oh, he sprints out a dummy half. Gets by Campbell Gillard, and then he lost the ball. Another Canberra error. They're 12th for this game. Penrith have got the ball back 20 short of halfway. Now, here's a wild pass from the fullback, Mateusz Lesniak, and was picked up here by Peachy, but then he lost the ball. Canberra pick it up, shuffle it out to Rapana, and he's going to stroll over. Well, Penrith do a Canberra to Canberra. They gift them the ball back, and Henry wants to have a look, but this looks like the Raiders are in to take the lead.
Well, we're going to the Blake Austin play here to see whether or not the ball was stripped out. He's got his hands on it there. Whether or not they're going to say that it's a loose carry, he's still got the football there. It's a loose carry. That should be play on.
But does it go forward off Austin? Good. Yeah. At the last touch here, you watch his left hand. So Peachy's got a loose carry. So we know it's going to be a knock on Penrith.
Yeah, but Austin's...
He's not playing at the ball, is he?
He's not playing
at
it comes
but
off
But that
him.
Doesn't matter, does it? If they're not playing at the football then and the ball just goes forward
he's attempting,
from a loose carry, it's got to be play off.
He's attempting to make a tackle.
I know, but if he's attempting to make a tackle when it's the last play and they go to pass it, it's a knock on from the defending side.
I think this should be play on. Peachy's got control of the football.
Oh, I'm with you. I'm just saying that last, as we see here in the Coates Eye replay, that last little bit from Austin, it just comes off his hands good. And they're replaying it.
Well, it deserved to be a try because it was just a ridiculous piece of play there by Farai, who threw the ball 30 metres across field to Peachy, who was just standing flat-footed. The ball bounced in between him, and he had no other option, Peach, but to go into the fetal position and try and protect the football as Austin came up.
It's a loose carry by Tyrone
Peachy. It's a loose carry.
It's a live decision, and then this is the trial. This is the evidence to say that Blake Austin has knocked the ball on.
And that's the way it should be. And that was the play there by Whitehead. Gee's got silky ball skills, and just in one motion is able to sweep that one up.
The ball in the in-goal area.
Scoop it to Rapana. And he goes around and scores. They are, without doubt, the better team at the moment. The Raiders, they are playing Penrith off a break in this second half, and they deserve to be in the lead.
So, confirmation coming. It is a try. Rapana improved the position as well. So, they'll go 4 points clear. Right now, Canberra 12, Penrith 10. Long way to go, but how ironic that it's a Penrith error that leads to a try after Canberra have made so many of them. That scoreboard thanks to Beaumont Tiles.
Well, Havili just went down the short side and split them and then was looking for Croker. Coughs up the ball, and you're right, Gerds. A terrible pass from Vare in the conditions. Should have just hit it up. The Raiders strike back. We're all in the grounds. It was a try. Great work from Whitehead. Wrapping up, that continues his night, the most bizarre night for a winger we've seen.
It's hard to work out what was going through Vare's. I mean, you just spoke about the conditions. Centres these days, I mean, the first thing they do when they get the dummy half is they look to run. They look to contribute coming out of their own end. There was no one set. There was no one ready to take the football out of his hands. And it wasn't Farai. I apologise. It was Zalesniak.
All right. So, yeah, it was a wild pass. All right. The goal is good. 14-10, the Raiders. Triple M rocks the footy.
Getting the winter chills? For the very best in hot water, install Ream. With over 80 years of manufacturing in Australia and a massive range, it's no wonder Ream is Australia's favourite brand of water heaters. Ask your plumber for Australia's best and install Ream.
So Canberra tasting.
I apologise for that.
Yeah, that's what I was waving you about. It was Dallin.
Yeah, right.
He got the ball and just...
Well, he needs to be on, you know, And he needs to have his passing licence revoked. He's thrown two shockers tonight.
Here's a big kick off it. Had plenty of height and not taken by Kotrick on his try line. Gives it to Liam Knight. And he's brought down here. Well, let's see how Canberra play with the lead. Up 14-10 on the Beaumont Tile scoreboard as the tackle is made. And Revealy gets it at dummy half. Gives it to number 15.
The caveman.
And the yarmulke's come off. Put it on something. Now they roll down the middle here with Charlie Gubb.
It's like Donald Trump in a windstorm, you know, just brushed it back over.
As they shifted to the right, the Raiders. Papali, boy, has he had any time off tonight? He's been great as he runs down the right side. Brought down by Yoan Maloney. 15 short of halfway. Here's Bateman.
What is that thing?
Carves it up. It looks like underpants.
It's a swimming cap.
As now here's Havili kicking from dummy half, straight down the throat of Tyrone Phillips, the Penrith winger. On the left wing, he brings it back towards the centre where he's met and put away. Well, not many metres in that set for Canberra, but they didn't make an error, so they take that. As here's Tyrone Peachy now wandering down the middle of the field, but nowhere to go for him. But
something out of a science fiction movie.
As the ball is played now is Chris Crichton.
Is that your favourite genre? Sally?
What?
Science sci-fi?
Oh, yeah.
Are you a rom-com?
Now,
rom-com. Very much a rom-com.
Nothing wrong with a rom-com. Here's Katoa now running down to the 40-metre line. Penrith now on the attack. Maloney, a floating cutout pass to the left to Peachy. Peachy takes them on, but in the slippery conditions, he's pretty easy meet there for Whitehead, who makes the tackle. Five gone last. Here's Maloney. High kick towards the middle. This is coming down five away, and it's going to be a contest. Mateni Zalesniak gets his hands to it, but he knocked it forward. It's in the end goal. It's fallen on by Cade Ellis, but the referee, Henry Perenara, instantly calling it a knock-on against the Panthers. 14-10 Raiders, Beaumont Tile scoreboard.
He had a shot at that, Zalesniak. Danny was the first one through. Probably could have done a little bit of a better job. Tried to knock it backwards. Probably should have just tried to catch this one, and he was almost over the try line, but yeah, went forward and fair play.
It's funny you say that, Gerz, because as a kicker, when you go up to knock it back as a chaser, I found it harder for guys to get that right because the ball's coming down so fast.
Yeah.
You've got to pretty much time it right. You'd almost expect him or want him to go up, catch it, and then look for an offload because the fullback's not going to wait for you to catch it there on their line. You're exactly right.
That's Jamie Soward, Ryan Girdley. Here's a high tackle. Shot. Regan Campbell-Gillard, a lazy high shot. And now, Blake Austin runs out to go and chase him. And it's a penalty, and that's... might be a slight problem for Campbell Gillard. Probably just a penalty, and that'll do. And not sure he'll be put on report there, but it will present Canberra with a very good opportunity here. This penalty on basically just shy of halfway.
He's been solid tonight, Campbell Gillard, after backing up from Origin. Over 100 metres running. Just gets that wrong there. But he was good the other night. Weathered the storm, and then to start the game, he had three kickoffs in the space of about 6 minutes, so Liam Knight will get checked out to make sure he's...
Yeah, he gets to go off now. It's a good change that Ricky can make. Go off and put him in the HIA.
How cynical you...
Well, I mean, they all do it, don't they, Dan, don't you think?
Cynical.
Get an opportunity like that as a coach? I don't know.
How cynically accurate you are. 35 metres out, the Raiders putting it into touch as they work it forward here. Through number two, Nick Kotrick. 14-10, the Raiders, a chance to extend their lead. Here's Havili, throws to the right to Caesar, short pass to Gubb. And Gubb is set upon by three Penrith defenders and looks for the penalty here. Gubb, he's all theatrical as he gets up to play. Play continues as now Austin goes down the short side to Papali, who uses his shoulder to bump off a defender. As Peachy and Maloney need all their strength to knock him down. Finally, Papali has made the play. As they spin it back to the middle here, to the left, as it comes to Bateman, and he just punches it up here on play four. Met by Tamo. Played now to Havili. Throws to the left to Caesar. Runs a diagonal. Gives it to White. Lovely tap onto Croker. Steps in field. Got past Campbell Gillard, but not Haruina or Cleary. Last. Left side. Five out. Fired out to the middle to Caesar. High kick for the right corner. Oh, overrunning it is Rapana. He mistimes his jump completely.
It's a scrum.
And it dribbles over the sideline. And, a naughty word there, Jordan says. Well, it's been that sort of night for Jordan. And that will be a scrum, it appears, here for Penrith. 14-10 it remains on the Beaumont Tile scoreboard. Canberra in front.
I just spoke about Regan Campbell-Gillard backing up. James Maloney on that left-hand side for the Panthers has done amazing against Papali. I know he's missed some tackles, but, geez, Papali, he played well the other night. He's racked up the metres and hit-ups against the night, and you wouldn't have been surprised there, boys, if Rapana had just grabbed that one-handed and scored. Yeah. That's the kind of player he is.
He just read it wrong. If he stays out on his wing there, he comes up with a try there unopposed. But, yeah, came infield just a little bit too far.
Triple M footy thanks to Ream. If the hot water needs replacing, except nothing less than Australia's best, and that is to install the room. So here's Crichton now hitting it up the Penrith winger. And he's meant to put away centre field. Oh, nice quick play the ball. So move it to the right. It goes across to Huddleweeder. Working hard on the tackle there, and he's met. Wade Egan has entered the game, the Penrith backup dummy half, and he just services Dean Farray. Works it towards the middle, the Penrith centre. He runs it to Soliola and Gubb and Bateman there as well. Four gone, halfway line. Here's Egan, throws left to Maloney. Floats a pass out to Peachy. Bit of room to move as he takes on Austin to Peach. But Austin comes up with a good tackle with Whitehead. 40 out, last tackle. Egan throws to Maloney and he goes to the air. A long high kick. And that's going to be allowed to bounce by White, and it pitches in the end goal. Pitching.
Oh!
You wouldn't believe it. It just hits the touch and goal line. White played with fire there. Because Crichton was steaming through. And boy, he took a gamble there. Jack White, just to get the one extra tackle that came off, and they take the 20-metre tap.
I'll tell you what Penrith have done tonight. They haven't changed their game plan to the conditions. We saw against the Dragons a couple of weeks ago, they were really effective shifting wide and moving the Dragons pack around and playing off their halves. But it's wet conditions out there, and it's taking them way too long to get from one side of the field to the other. The passes are too high. They're not crisp, and they're getting the Raiders' defence is handling the Penrith attack really easily, as we see an error there from Boyd.
Well,
Boyd comes up with a crucial error for the Raiders.
They were due for one, if we're being fair. The Raiders, they're 13th on the Makita stats, but they were rolling. They had Penrith backpedalling. It remains Canberra 14, Penrith 10, Beaumont Tiles scoreboard.
You're right, Gerds, but to start the game when they were on top, they were allowed to just shift it and move it around. Then when it started to get a little bit more wet, they should have been just changing direction in and around the ruck, which is what the Raiders have done to them.
So Ty Power shot clock is running here. By the way, right now, Ty Power, buy three, get one free on selected Kuno passenger car and SUV tyres. That is Ty Power, Australia's biggest independent.
Put your foot down.
So here we go, a lesson in scrummaging as the ball is about to be fed by Cleary. Comes out for Egan, who delivers for Crichton. Crichton runs down the left side over halfway. And he's gobbled up here by the Canberra defence. And Penrith stay down the left as it comes to Yeo on play two. Running one out. And takes three Raiders to bring him down. So consistent, Isaiah Yeo. Plays it now, 10 in from the left touchline, where Egan picks up and throws to the open side to Maloney. Maloney keeps it going right to Willis, and he punches it down the middle. Stopped by Soliola and Boyd. Played back to Egan. Throws to the right to Cleary. Dishes off to Huddleweeder. Runs underneath there, up to the 20. So he runs into Bateman. And Penrith all of a sudden knocking on the door. Here's Egan again. He throws it to the left to Merrin. And Merrin there, some neat footwork, got around Boyd, but not past Avili. That's the last. Penrith are close. Here's Egan, 10 out, throws to Maloney, stabs a kick, beautifully weighted. Here comes Peachy, on up, and it cleans it up brilliantly this time. And he's hurt himself here, but it's a line dropout. Jeez, he did well wrapping him, but now he's hurt himself. He's hurt himself in a bad way.
Well, Maloney went through, beautiful kick, nice weight. Rapana goes to bat the ball dead, which I've never understood why wingers do that. They should just ground it. And to sum up his night, he's torn his hamstring.
Ooh. Can we get Risky to go and check on Fisher-Harris? Because he came off after about... He usually plays about 70 minutes. He came off after about 20 minutes. And with only 22 to go, I can't spot him down there from here.
All right, we'll give Nick Risky a moment or two as Rapana continues to writhe in agony. He's lying on the dead ball line here.
Why isn't he just taking...
Roll him off the back.
Yeah, 30 centimetres. You're exactly
half
right.
Half his body's on...
What, roll him
in
off like he's, he's carpet? Just
half,
roll.
Half of the, as Maroon would say, like a Canberra's carpet. Just give him a kick in the belly and roll him off. I mean, he's half out of the field of play anyway. He's just got his torn hamstring. It's the only thing left in the in goal. It's ridiculous.
It is.
Canberra 14, Penrith 10. As we look at another courtside replay, Penrith about to get the ball back. Triple M rocks the footy.
If you need to mix it, shift it or lift it, if you want to power it, weld it, bore it or shore it, or maybe just reach it, give your local Coates Hire a call on 13 15 52 or visit coateshire.com.au and let's make it happen.
Don't worry, haven't missed anything. Rapana is now looks like he's posing for Playboy magazine. He's just lying on his side. The poses as Ada Hingano is ready to enter this game. Let's go down to our man Nick Risk on the sideline. A skills certified injury update.
Yeah, just down here now at the Penrith bench, investigating that Fisher Harris. You're right, he hasn't been back on there. I was still find a report on that and also check up on Rapa. I tell you what, in full defensive Rapa, Rapana, if you will, he hasn't been 100% all night, hence those couple of silly errors.
Well, geez, they've got some adjusting to do. So yep. Whitehead's out in the centres to replace Leilua. How do they fix up the Rapana situation? Who's going to go out there then?
I think Osir Soliola will shift his way out there. He's played a bit of centre in the past, so he'll probably find his way over there and they'll just shift one out. Elliot Whitehead might find himself.
I think Croker will go on the wing.
Croker's down on his left-hand side.
Yeah, but they'll have to... they can't put Whitehead on the wing, could they? They'd have to put... You'd think they would...
Well, Ada Hingano looks like he's going onto that wing position. Okay. So he's a halfback. Surely you go straight down there. You kick every kick for the next 22 minutes if you're the Panthers to Hingano. Test him under the high ball.
This is becoming an expensive night for both clubs. Leilua gone. Well, that's a HIA. Hopefully he's fine for next week. Rapana with a hamstring. That looks to be a problem. Viliami kick out, an MCL injury, so that's probably 4 to 6 weeks for the Panthers, and we're getting a report on James Fisher-Harris. Oh, here's the dropout that's juggled by Maloney. He did well to hang on to it there.
Fisher-Harris is back on, Dan.
All right, so 15 on 16, 13 on 13 at the moment on the field as Egan, 30 metres out, feeds it across to Merritt, and Merritt hitting and spinning it almost up to the 20. 22 minutes left. Canberra 14, Penrith 10, the Panthers. We're going to take this lead back as Cleary gets it. Throws to the right to Maloney. Onto a running with Tendy Zalesniak. Oh, great one-on-one tackle by Caesar. Rounded him up. Lassoed him. And forced with Tendy Zalesniak to play it on the right side to Faro. Throws long left to Cleary. Then to Fisher-Harris coming in off the back fence with
Where's
a good
he
strong run. And he'll play it in front of the sticks. Eight away. He's Egan. Throws left to Maloney. Stepping, dancing, straightening. We can't get through. Good grass-cutting tackle by Dunamis Louis. And Papali up top as well. What a game he's had. On the last, comes here from Egan to Campbell. Gillard tries to barge over, and he's caught half a metre short. Changeover. Canberra getting the ball back, leading 14-10.
Someone get the message out. You've got the New South Wales halves there who played on Wednesday night, can deal with all sorts of pressure. Maloney's already rolled one in. That goat needs to go to Nathan Cleary and keep the pressure on. The Raiders are, they're buggered. They're in a circle right now. They're struggling to come out of their own end. Why didn't Hingano get underneath that ball and get a kick to his side?
By the way, Twitter is confirming it is Captain Caveman who Luke Bateman apparently looks like. Thank you, everyone. Thanks to 420. Here's Papali with another run. What a terrific night he's having. And he'll play 10 short of halfway. Havili now throws to Austin from inside the 40. He's got angle on this kick, but not enough. And it's well cut off by Watene Zalesniak. You know, takes it on his 10, brings it back to the middle, and now he's stopped 20 short of halfway. Canberra 14, Penrith 10.
You know what he used to say, Dan? Captain Caveman! Everyone was been waiting for that. That was his call. They're identical twins, separated at birth. Can't you see the resemblance?
When did this cartoon about, we're about the same age. When did this all
must
happen?
Must have been 80s. I think I'm watching cartoons, maybe early 80s.
I was a Ninja Turtles man, as they call it.
Oh, you were not.
Yeah, of course I was. Turtle power. Here's Maloney, short pass to Yo. Yo is put down by on the 30.
Who's your favourite?
I liked Splinter. As
he wasn't a two.
I know, but I like the old man's advice. 20 metres out. I like Rocksteady and Bebop as well. Here they go now to the right. Here's Cleary on the last, stabbing a kick, finding the end goal, but it's rolling. And on the greasy surface goes over the back. 20-metre tap, 7 tackles set. Canberra 14-10, Beaumont Tire.
What are you, Sari? Square pants and SpongeBob?
No, I'm Turtles.
No.
Yeah. Okay. I liked Raphael.
Raphael. He was the red one, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, here comes Jason Croker, almost called him Jared Croker. Well, we're going back to the 90s. Is Jared about to play it? 8 short of halfway. And
who's Jared Croker? Jason Croker?
They roll down the middle. Get to the halfway line. Havili throws to Shannon Boyd. Oh, big steaming run there. He ran over the top of Campbell Gillard. Yo coming in to finish it off. Played to Havili. Gets it onto Austin. Austin, a cutout ball out to the wing where Whitehead is lurking. He runs. He's held onto from behind by Peachy.
Tackle made, only 10 away. Four gone. Hingano dummy half. Throws left to Austin. Straightens. Now throws it back to the wing to Papali. What's he doing out there? He runs. Flick pass. Try. Whitehead dives over. Is there anything Josh Papali can't do tonight? 2 days from Origin. He has come back and he is carrying the Raiders on his back. 18 points to 10.
Absolutely outstanding work here from Papali. They went down that right-hand side and Austin just looked like he was going open and they just stopped moving the Panthers. Phillips had come infield, Maloney one-on-one, he's been handling for Papali all night. Flicks it out to Whitehead and that's what that right edge can do, Gerds. They can come up with some errors, but geez, they can come up with some good plays.
Well, it's just smart by Austin because he knew that he hasn't got a winger out there. He's got big men and there's big men out there. That's where Rapiner would have been as they go to Rapiner in the sheds and he celebrates that one. But you've got Whitehead on the wing and you've got Papali looks like he's playing in the centres. He realised that Maloney was out there with a smaller man in Phillips and he just took the odds to it.
Papali played Origin Wednesday night. He's come on, he's had 80 metres, carried for 80 metres, made 31 of 32 tackles and got a try assist. So what a performance backing up. You asked before whether it's harder to back up win or loss. He's backed up after loss with a, you know, I'd say if they get home, a man of the match performance.
And he was busy on Wednesday as well. It's not as if he came on for 10 minutes.
He was probably him and GI were their best players.
So 8 points the margin. And this kick will be from the sideline. Jordan Rapiner has a big smile on his face to celebrate that try, but we might be seeing him over the next few weeks with that hamstring injury. And the Raiders really are playing for their season, aren't they? They're 5-7. Of course, they can afford to drop a few more, but these are the sort of games they absolutely must win. They only have 4 more games at home after this. They've been front-loaded the draw, and they have not taken advantage. 35% the Nicorette kick predictor from the sideline for Jared Croker. Very thin here. Here he comes. He starts it down the middle, into the rain. Down the middle she goes. 20 points to 10. It's Canberra now, just inching out to a nice, comfortable lead. But we know they can fade, and we know Penrith have a comeback in them. 5 times this year, the Raiders have led after 60 minutes and gone on to lose. So don't write them home yet, 20 to 10.
It's going to be interesting to see how they manage this last 17 minutes.
Don't go early.
I look for them to kick early here, Gerds. Keep that mentality of just make the Penrith Panthers try and chase the game now, because it's so important when you got your foot on the throat. It's something we haven't seen from the Raiders the last 2 years. They've lost so many tight games as Maloney gets us underway.
Last year, they scored in the last 10 minutes, Penrith, against the Raiders at Canberra to win. And earlier in the season, they scored twice in the last 3 minutes at Bathurst to steal the game off the Raiders. So there's some scarring there for the Canberra Raiders against Penrith. But Penrith really have been run off their feet for most of this match. Here's Papali running it down the right side. Oh, it's good, strong run. He wanted to offload. There was no one to give it to, so he goes to ground. 10 in from touch here on the right side. Played back to Havili. He throws towards the middle to Dunamis Louis. Tucks it under the left arm. Crashes into 4 defenders and is brought down. Don't forget, we're calling Gold Coast and South Sydney straight after this. Maroon leading the call team there. Here's Caesar going for the 40-20. It's not a bad kick. Well, it was...
Nah, it's a shocker.
Okay, straight back to Tyrone Phillips. And, oh, Phillips gets it onto a support player. The 10 is a Lesniak who's cleaned up legally by Soliola.
That's what I mean about the Raiders in their halves. There's no need for Aiden Caesar to hook it back across his body. If you just plug it down the middle, make him keep ringing it out there. Now they've only made 20 metres. The Panthers are back on the attack.
Now here's Christian Crichton going down the right side. Yeah, he runs into Soliola. Tackle made. 3 gone. Play to Egan. Throws left to Cleary. Cleary to Hadawida. Oh, he's hit hard and the tackle ball came out. It's 6 to go for Penrith. That's come off a Canberra player, apparently. Penrith continue. Faraway jumps out a dummy half with a spiteful run. Makes it over to the 40-metre line. Well, the Panthers, a little break going their way. 15 and a half to go. He's Cleary. Wafts across to his left. Throws to Maloney. Maloney. Showing. Cuts it wide open. Maloney gets it on the yo. Take it out from behind by Papali. Give him the man of the match now. It's played to Peachy. 3 metres out. Goes for the line. And he's just short. Desperate Raiders defence. Just in from the...
the left touchline. Three gone. Play to Cleary. He pops a high loopy pass to Egan. Egan to Atenisa Lesniak. He throws it to a flat-footed Campbell Gillard. Stuck at his 20. Now he gets the legs pumping. But he's put away by Louis and also Caesar. Four gone. Right upright. Play to Egan. Throws to the long left to Maloney. Cuts out two. Throws to Cleary. They got numbers out here. Comes to Peachy. Peachy goes for it. And he gets over. He gets a double. Penrith are back. They've never dead the Panthers. No need for the video. The kick won't be easy, but it's Canberra 20, Penrith 14.
Yeah, now Ricky starts to get just a little bit nervous, but it was on the back of an error from the Panthers here. Howard and I are taking the ball up, and it was just hit out by Boyd. So they got the decision there correct. And then it was just a little short side play to Maloney, who went through and was able to pick up Owen's support. Fantastic play here by... It's Papali just hunting back there and coming up with an absolute try-saver. Then it was just numbers down the side where they know they've got inexperience out wide, and that was just Peachy Bernard exposed Whitehead, and Ingaro there didn't know which way to go. And smart by the Panthers, get themselves back into this game with about 15 to go.
That's great work by Maloney. He started the movement going through the line, and then right there he's seizing Arnold, going behind the line for the grubber. Realises they've got numbers there, and Tyron Peachy picks up his second of the night. So it's just nice, crisp passing. And you mentioned it earlier, Gertz. Not long passes, just nice short passes. Got to the edge quickly. Big kick here from Maloney.
Jeez, he's got that. Not only has he got a shiner, he's got a cut around his left eye. 44% the Nicorette kick predictor. Three in from touch. Left side. Moves it from right to left, and it holds its line. It's a goal. It's a four-point contest. 13 minutes to go. It's Canberra 20. Penrith 16 on the Beaumont Tiles scoreboard. And you can save on everything at Beaumont's Everything Sale. Up to 60% off tiles. Wow, and much more. Beaumont Tiles.
Why do we stop now? Why do we stop the clock now at 13:21 when we didn't before halftime? When they, after a penalty goal. So after a try, they stop it, not after a penalty goal.
I think, well, that's it's after conversions.
Right.
That... It's not straight away, Sowie. They leave some, I think it's 30 seconds. You see the clock at the grounds.
Yeah.
And then they stop the clock.
Okay.
This was the prop. They wanted to have more football, and it's added about 6 minutes to the games.
Right.
Here's Trent Merrin hitting it up, stopping and propping, and now carving down the middle. This is a good run. He's gone about 15 metres. They couldn't do it to the Raiders again, could they? It's about to be played here to Egan. No, it's not. Here's a problem. Merrin's lost the ball. Merrin's put it down. He was... claiming a penalty, but the referee is siding with the home side on this occasion, and that'll be a Canberra scrum feed about 40 metres out. Let's go down to the sideline with our man Nick Risk.
Yeah, gents, can confirm Liam Knight passed that HIA quite clearly. He's back on, but like you said, the Raiders at the start of the game, not the best at icing these games. A few weeks ago against the Dragons, a little nervous against the top four teams. They lost that one. Big crowd, if you want to get them home. Let's see if the Raiders can ice it tonight.
If they had a competition ladder after 60 minutes, Canberra would be on top. As now they come to the left here from the scrum win. Austin turns it inside. Oh, a high tackle on Croker from Hadawina. He'll go on report, and that'll be a shot at goal from about 30 metres out.
Yep. Well, that's their goal kicker, yep. Croker, so he'll have to compose himself here. But Hadawina and Naira, a poor effort at tackle there. Just moseyed up in the line. It wasn't a strong carry from Croker. Easily read, and they get themselves back in the game. Now they're going to be six behind.
So Croker shouldn't have problems here, and he's taken the headgear off, and he'll be fine. He'll be taking the shot here to make it a six-point game.
Good. So how much did you practice these kind of shots, 30, 35 out? Because I know myself, I only practice them very rarely, but how often did you practice them for penalties?
I used to start my sessions out there, so whenever I have a goal kicking session, I used to start at about 30, 35 out, just start trying to hit them straight. So yeah, not intentionally for penalties, just to start my session. So I was always pretty comfortable from there.
So this 88% Nicorette kick predictor, headgear off, just to the left of the post here, bit of distance to cover, but that won't be a problem for him. Moves in, and that's a nice looking strike, and he tucks it inside the right upright. So it's now a 6 point game, and that might just bring field goal into play in these last 10 minutes. Did you, for the kids out there, did you, when you practice your goal kicking,
Did you aim at anything? I mean, was just kicking it through the middle enough, or did you plant the ball? So, I think Joey used to plant the ball on the corner post, where the corner post had been, try and hit the post.
Mine was more in front, so I try and teach my kids to get them going through the post first, look past. That's how I learn off Darryl Halligan, but I always looked at the left screw where the crossbar joined the post. That was my point where I tried to aim the ball.
And then curl it back.
No, that's where I just wanted all of my motion to go that way.
Right.
Tackle one, Corey Trent.
Wouldn't that mean the ball would go there?
No, not necessarily.
Okay, fair enough.
I just wanted all my motion to go towards the post. So
sure.
For me as a left footer, I need to be thinking up around that left post.
Okay. You know, Liam Knight's trying to draw a penalty here as he gets a bit of a facial there from Trent Merrin. Trent was unhappy about something in that tackle. As Canberra just work it out, as Kotrick busts his way through a defender and almost gets right through the middle there. Finally rounded up, five short of halfway. An unusually composed set so far for Canberra as Gubb is knocked over and knocked off his feet by Fisher Harris. And Canberra make it to the end of the set. Comes to Caesar, goes to the air, high, long kick. Under it here is Mateni Zalesniak. He takes it well on his 10, veers to his left, but runs straight into Liam Knight and also Charlie Gubb and Blake Austin there as well. 9 minutes, 15 to go.
Sorry, Dan, if they're to go for a field goal, Caesar, when he kicked it against Manly, it wasn't a good shot at field goal. It took him for a while to really get in position for it. So I'll be encouraging him to get on the front foot, kick early. Don't wait till the end of your sets to get out of trouble.
Now here they go, opening up the left side where Canberra have a perceived weakness. It comes to Maloney, gets it onto Yeo. Yeo pushes away from Austin, tries to push away from Whitehead, but Whitehead does well on the second attempt and brings Yeo down near that left touchline. 40 out, 4 gone. Peachy dummy half, throws it long right to Maloney. Maloney keeps it going to his right to Merrin, who just grinds down the middle. That'll get us to the last as Merrin made the play. To Egan, throws to the right to Maloney, gets it on to Cleary. Cleary keeps it going to Farray. He puts up a bomb towards the middle. Bit of work to do for White, and comes forward, does well, takes it on the full, and goes to ground 11 out from his own line. 8:20 to go, Canberra 22, Penrith 16. As Ngannou is cut in half by a tackle there. Two players sandwiching him there.
Yeah, really trying to force an error here, Penrith. Guys flying out of the line. They need to be careful of their discipline, though. They don't want to give away any penalties from this end.
Here's Kotrick, and he just runs it down the centre.
Captain Caveman.
He's collected here. Shot of Luke Bateman there. Bit of a tear in that whatever he's wearing. There's Gubb. This goes one out on play number 5. Plays it now here to Havili, who goes to the left to Caesar. And he drills a kick straight down the throat of the Penrith winger, Crichton, who runs from the right wing towards the middle, where he's met. You feel there's another twist in this game somewhere. 7.5 to go, Canberra 22, Penrith 16 on the Beaumont Tiles scoreboard. The tennis of Lesniak set upon by Austin, who steamed up out of the line to make the tackle. Ball played to Maloney. Oh, he threw a line ball pass out of dummy half to Campbell Gillard. He's gone through some big minutes tonight, 2 days after Origin, and he bumps his way almost to halfway. Play back to Wiegand. Close to the right to Cleary. Cleary runs down the middle, then turns it back inside to Farray, who runs around Gubb. Now straightens. Now has the ball knocked out of his hands. Canberra have got it. Whitehead, play on. Runs over his own 40 and is stopped on the zero tackle.
And this is where you've got to be on the front foot as a half, encouraging everyone to get up there as quick as possible. Come on, Papali, have another big carry, get in position, and then have a shot at field goal.
40 metres out here, and they've only used up one tackle. Here's Gubb, just punching it down the middle. They've been so poor at finishing off games, Canberra. Can they do it here? Here's Havili. Short pass to the right to Austin. Turns it inside to Papali. Papali escapes Wade Egan. Still going. He's got Merrin hanging off him. Now the tackle made. 23 out in front of the right upright. 3 gone. 6.5 left. Havili throws a floater to the left of Caesar. He runs straight into Hutawira. And the tackle made here as the ball is about to be played to Havili. Oh, he's going to shoot from... He's going to shoot... From dummy half, and that got barely 20 centimetres off the ground.
Well, it was the right idea if he could kick. He had plenty of time. No one saw that coming. Unfortunately, he put it in the sort of right bottom-hand corner. Would have been a great penalty shot.
What about Sal's reaction? I've never worked with someone who almost spontaneously vomited.
Combusted.
That was... I don't know.
Well done for not swearing.
In your job description, Havili, I'm pretty sure it doesn't say come out from dummy half and kick a field goal.
So,
Austin, Caesar, hello boys. The game's on the line.
And it's an extra tackle for Penrith, who work it to the left. Maloney away now to Fisher-Harris. And he's rounded up by Havili. That's only two, make it three tackles gone as Peachy. The danger man picks it up and runs out. A dummy half gives it a Tamo. Quick pass back to Peachy. Underarms it to Cleary. Cleary to Hutto. Weirder. Pick up numbers all over the place. Draws in the man. Gives it to Farray. He gets over in the corner. And Penrith punish the Raiders for that error. Kick will be from the sideline to tie us all up. And Penrith, they couldn't do it to them again, could they? 22-20.
Yeah, well, it's a tough kick, this one, but it's a lovely piece of play there by Peachy coming from that left side. Nice little runaround move, probably not intentionally. Then just some ad-lib stuff. Peachy gets it on the Cleary. Cleary gives it to a limping Harawira Nara. And I thought he was almost going to blow it. He was looking inside and waited till the last moment just to give it to his outside to Faro, who scores just a metre in from the post. But Harawira Nara there, certainly left leg, looks to be carrying an injury, but the Panthers back in it. And Ricky Stewart, well, I just can't imagine how old Stick's feeling at the moment.
Maloney on the closest touchline lines this one up. Moves in.
Here he comes. Right upright, curling back. Got it!
That's
22-all.
That is a big play. From a tired man, that's a huge play with 4 minutes to go to level it up in tough conditions in Canberra.
It doesn't get any better than that, Gerds. I mean, he's had a tough night on the edge, but Parley's kept coming at him. And when the game's on the line, you go to your most senior player, and Maloney, that's why he's won two competitions. He's always come up in the big moments.
He's a clutch player.
He's very clutch. And right now, you can see how he didn't take as long to kick that. They want to win this in regular time, not extra time.
Come on.
The Raiders, diabolical. Another tight game, they're thrown away.
How could you be a Raiders fan, honestly? It is heart attack stuff. Here's James Tamo hitting it up.
We can't go to Nick Riss because he's probably swallowed the mic down there.
15 from their own line, Penrith. As they fire it out to the right, Cleary gives it to Fisher-Harris, and he's worked it down the middle where he's stopped by Soliola. Ball is played. Egan picks up, throws to Merrin. Merrin down the middle, and he's dropped down. Penrith looking to stay on top of the NRL ladder. Played now to Egan. He runs into Bateman, and I think Egan thought he was going to milk a penalty there, but Bateman was judged to have been square at marker. Cleary before the last kicks conservatively, and he's found some open space. It's pitched on the 10-metre line, makes it to the try line. It's cut off by Whiten, but he looks up and he sees a wall of Penrith defenders. That's textbook stuff from the young number 7, 22-all.
What a great kick from Cleary, and now the Raiders, they struggle to bring off their own line. Hingano's
lost it. He's dropped it behind him, picked up by Whitehead, and the ref calls a knock-on. And Penrith now have a chance to go in front.
Well, you've got to feel sorry for young Ngaro playing out of position out of that right side. And that's where Rappin is so powerful, coming off his own line. Took it a couple of the big men there. It was Tamo and Merrin. And it looked like a hand in there. Ricky's remonstrating from the sideline, but it won't help the cause. The decision's been made, and Penrith now with an opportunity to either set for a field goal here or try and score the match-winning try.
No one does it better, and you'd have to think they just go one or two plays and Maloney just knocks it over here. It's going to be a really tough, gritty win from the Panthers, who the Raiders, if you look at this game and take out everything else, the Raiders should be up and in front comfortably.
Oh, it's not over yet.
Cleary's never kicked a field goal. Maloney's kicked 20 of them. So you would think he's the man. Penrith win the scrummages, work into the middle on the first play. They're 20 out. Egan pops a pass to Tamo. Tamo, he juggled it and he's knocked over. 2 minutes, 15 to go.
Fisher-Harris run, he's the best play the ball in the
club. Now Egan, a little swivel out of dummy half, goes to Fisher-Harris, gets it on the Hutto-Weirder, takes on Caesar. Caesar comes up with the tackle. 10 metres out, now to the right of the post. Played to Egan. He throws to the centre to Cleary. It was a hard pass. Cleary took it, just gave it to Tamo, who punches it forward, and he stopped on the 10 in front of the left upright. Four gone. Here we go. Deep pass. Cleary to win the game. He shoots. He shoots. He got it. He got it. Nathan Cleary, the 48 hours from heaven. He nails the field goal. 23-22. Less than 2 minutes to go.
Beautiful setup from the Panthers. You're right, good. Fisher-Harris tipped it on, quick play the ball. And Cleary lines it up. Minute 45 to go. That was shot in the water. Austin, they'll kick short here, the Raiders, but what a kick from Cleary.
And it was about 35 metres out, boys. He had to go deep because it was a slow play of the ball. Canberra were coming at him hard. He had to compose himself in these conditions. What a moment for
him.
Here
we go. It's a long restart. It's a contest. Croker lost it forward. Penrith have got it. Oh, they're going to win. Watene Zalesniak goes to ground, 19 short of halfway. Well, there's still a minute 30 left. And now, here we go, the referee's going to blow a warning. So, Canberra might get a couple of tackles with it. Here is Fisher-Harris. Oh, this is a good run. He's gone 15, nearly 20 metres. Oh, he lost the ball. He lost the ball. Well, hang on. Canberra not done yet. This scramble pack on halfway. They will get a full set to, at worst, have a crack at field goal to take us to Golden Point. Anthony Griffin is almost laughing in the coach's box there, which I've never seen before, Jamie Sauer, to be honest, from Griffin, but neither it's that sort of night.
Neither have I. And Bateman there, the caveman, played at the ball just as it went to
Captain
ground.
Captain Caveman.
Sorry, Ryan Girdle, I apologise. But they're going to have a chance here, the Raiders.
He's got a pair of women's bonds sort of on top of his head, doesn't he?
He wishes.
Here we go. Halfway line, scrum packs, a minute 9 left. Canberra win it. Here it comes out of Kotrick, just bumping his way up the middle. And he'll be playing it with 45 metres to cover. Here's Shannon Boyd rolling down the
good
middle.
Run.
They're almost up to the 30.
Good run.
That's play two. They'll be close enough if they're good enough. Austin now gets it on the next play. Runs to the right, gives it to White, and throws it forward. Pass out to Hingano. It's play on. Runs over the 20. Now he's rounded up. He's lost the ball. Game over. Penrith will win. And the Canberra Raiders will lose in a manner which only the Canberra Raiders can. Well, no one can lose the unlosable games like the team in green as Ricky Stewart sends a chair cartwheeling into the dugout.
They only have themselves to blame, the Raiders. That's their 15th error for the night. And you've got to feel sorry for Ngiano. He's come onto that right wing for Rapana. Made two errors at crucial stages, Ryan Girdler. And
well, the pass was forward. The pass was forward from White. And why they went to play the short side when they need to be setting for a field goal to try and tie this one up. They did it last week against Manly. They couldn't get the job done. They came back and got it done at the back end of the game after missing four or five opportunities.
You blame their halves. Austin went the big spread there as Peachy wraps it up for him. There was no reason for him to go right. Unbelievable.
For the sixth time this year, the Raiders have led with 20 minutes to go and lost. For the fourth time this year, they've led with 10 minutes to go and lost. The Panthers still top of the table. 23-22. A great escape if ever there was one. The Panthers win. Stay tuned. Our stations in New South Wales will wrap this game up with the verdict. Nick Risk with the interviews afterwards. Our Queensland audience, you're heading off to Cbus Super Stadium for the game between the Bunnies and the Titans. And if you want to listen to either of those coverages, you can get it on the Triple M app as well. Penrith win, Canberra lose again. Triple M rocks the footy.